Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Today, a comedy legend, the one, the only, Jerry Seinfeld is here to tell us about his new movie. Plus, Chef Evan Funky whips up a classic Italian dish for spring. And we're talking about Jon Bon Jovi on the cover of People, revealing the tough love he once got from his wife that he says was beyond heartbreaking.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna.
It all starts right now.
Hey guys, welcome. It's Wednesday, the 24th day of April.
You know what
else?
I'm confused. Why are you wearing tennis shoes?
Well, if one must know.
I know the answer, but tell us why.
Well, I was on a New York subway.
You don't have to get into all the
details. There was an incident. Anyway, I ran into another subway car and jammed my toe so hard. But you know when you're too busy caught up in the adrenaline
well,
of what was
surviving,
happening?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my toe is fine now. And someone said, you can't do anything about it. Tape it. So last night I had no tape except for scotch.
No. You scotch taped your toe?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I taped it around, and then you're supposed to tape it down. I Googled it, but
does scotch tape hold your two toes together?
No, you don't do two. If it's the big toe, you don't tape it to anything. You got to do it solo. Guys got to run solo. So I with scotch tape taped it down.
I don't think that when they said tape it, they meant
well,
scotch.
Well, all I had. I searched the house for, you know, when you are looking
yes.
through all, I'm like, I know we have a first aid kit. It was nowhere to be found.
Yes.
My kids have that colored tape, which I thought would be good.
Yeah,
I couldn't find one roll.
Oh.
We have 50 rolls. The only thing I could find was that old Christmas tape.
Oh my gosh, you cracked me up. Well,
okay,
y'all,
we're excited.
We're so excited because guess who is here? Probably here in the building right now. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
He's here today. Which we're really excited, and Hoda's going to talk to him about when she used to stalk him.
I did. Well, he doesn't know about this, but
he well, now
near
he
me.
Probably does.
But how? Speaking of stalkers, remember who was here yesterday?
Yes.
Sarah Cooper.
Yeah.
Sarah Cooper, who stars with Jerry Seinfeld in his movie Unfrosted, was here, and she. If you want to know a Jerry Seinfeld stalker.
Oh, yeah, she's a stalker.
That's her right there.
I know. It's kind of, did you feel a little jealous when you heard her talking about her stalking abilities
well,
since you came first?
Well, because she actually knew him and it came to fruition. She actually, like, has a, you know, relationship with him.
She thinks he's hot.
She does.
And by the way, that's pictures from, not of the two of them, but just those solo shots are of him in GQ magazine.
Really handsome. By the way, he's celebrating a huge birthday.
He is.
Think about, if you were to guess right now, how old do you think Jerry Seinfeld is? What number comes to your mind?
I'd say 60.
Yeah. 60, maybe 65.
You
maybe.
Have a little lipstick right
okay.
there.
Okay, maybe.
On the other side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe 65. Nope. Turning 70 years old.
70. By the way, everybody's turning 70.
Tell us who else.
Oprah just turned 70.
Yes.
Gail King is about to turn,
I wonder
if she hasn't
if they met and they were like, we're the same exact age.
Right.
Let's be besties.
You know what? I bet you that was a factor.
I bet
it was. That definitely was.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people are turning 70, but we just can't recall them.
Name a few. Hoda. Okay, so Jon Bon Jovi, he's on the cover of People magazine. And he opens up about vocal cord issues.
He looks handsome. How old is Jon Bon Jovi? Google. 60? No, he's not 60.
Yeah.
He's younger. Is he? Anyway, we'll look it up.
Okay.
He opens up about his vocal cord issues. He's had him over how
63.
Old?
63.
62. He's had him over 7 years. And he was like, don't worry about it. I'm singing fine. No biggie, et cetera, et cetera.
And then his wife, Dorothea, they've been together forever. She finally just said, hey, not so good.
Not great.
And then he recalls the tough love. He says it was beyond heartbreaking. It was devastating. But there's no one better than her to tell me the truth.
I think it's like, it's so tricky when it comes to like wanting to encourage someone and you got this and way to go and you muscled through to that actually wasn't great. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You get up and you give a speech and you are kind of on fumes because you've been traveling and you're exhausted. And in the audience is Henry, your husband.
Yes.
And he's seen you give the speeches and I've seen them too that bring the house down. This one didn't. Let's pretend.
Okay.
How would you feel if afterwards your husband said to you, honey, not one of your best?
It would probably kind of hurt because the truth is I probably
know. Right.
It's funny that you bring up speeches because when my parents were first married, mm-hmm. my dad gave a speech in Midland, Texas.
Yeah.
And they were driving home and he thought, yeah, that's
I nailed
pretty
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Laura, so how do you think I did? And she sort of stalled because my mom is not
right. She wants to
confrontational. Right. And finally, she just said, it wasn't very good. Really wasn't. And he drove the car into the garage.
Into the garage
He
door?
Drove the car into the garage. I guess he hit the wall. We should get the details. But he was so stunned by the
honesty
that he wasn't paying attention to where he, I mean, I think he was looking at her like
what?
And then it crashed.
Here's the funny thing. If you think that you've done well and you haven't prepared or you think I can wing it,
yes.
or if you're a singer, you're like good enough and you're unaware that it wasn't that great.
Yes.
Like
yes.
you were saying, I would know if something
we
wasn't
We would know
great.
Because we had the audience.
Right. Reacting.
I think my dad was just starting. Oh. So he probably didn't know the difference. They were very young. They had just gotten married. And like my mom said, when they first got together, he spoke in rhyme only. Because he was just like so enamored with her that he was like, you spoke in rhyme. I'm not sure. But anyway, he was just so crazy about this like love that I think probably she had never said anything that
right.
wasn't like, ooh, wait.
Okay, let me ask you this. For your kids, for your children, if they are like, Mom, I want to be a singer, and you know from listening over many years that maybe being a professional singer isn't likely.
I wanted to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did your parents
My
say?
Mother drove me around to auditions as a chubby little kid auditioning so that she wasn't the one that had to tell me. Nobody ever told me that I didn't have a good voice, but I just never got the part.
So they
believed in me.
That's what I think about my kids too. I would never be the person to ever say, because actually often you don't know. You don't know how your kid's going to evolve.
Totally.
You don't know who's going to, everything's subjective. So why are you the,
naysayer.
You the one who's, who knows, right?
And also here's the thing. If we don't believe in our kids, like the world's going to break up.
The world's going to go after them.
Pretty soon I realized I wasn't going to be a Broadway star, but it wasn't my parents who had to tell me that.
You know what it is? It's about bend, not break.
Bend, not break. It's like snap. Bend, not break. Remember?
Bend, not break. You could bend, a kid could be bent a long way, but just
do not break
them. That's all we're asking.
Okay.
Coming up next, is it okay to eat a family member's restaurant leftovers without asking them?
What? That's a big one. Okay, we're going to solve some of your social dilemmas, and maybe, just maybe, we're going to have a special guest weighing in. Who could it be? Who could it be? Jerry Seinfeld?
He wouldn't. Maybe.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
All right, it's time to guide our viewers through some kind of tricky situations. It's a segment we like to call
Hoda and Jenna's social dilemmas. Okay, Hoda, you know who is the king of handling those sticky social situations?
Who?
Our really good friend.
Dear
comedian
friend.
Jerry
Come
Seinfeld.
Come on, Jerry!
Oh! Hello.
Hi, Jenna.
How are you?
Good to see you again.
Good to see
How
you
too. Doing?
This is Hoda.
Hi, Hoda.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
It's nice to see
nice
you.
To see
you know that Hoda used to stand outside your apartment building?
Don't go into my dark
voice. This is your stool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
No, she used to wait outside and just hope she could get a glimpse
no,
of
no,
you.
No, this is what my sister and I did. We saw you at the Mets game on TV.
Yeah.
And then we were like, how long does it take to get back? Because I lived near where you used to live, according to sources and doormen. So
I live where I used to live.
Oh, well, then I won't say it. But anyway, I'll tell you later where
this
I lived.
This was years ago.
So we would stand and wait. We figured, does he take the subway?
Do you have any security
Does he
here,
take a car?
This is the nicest thing I've heard all day. This just makes me feel so good.
And a little creeped.
A little creeped.
We know.
All right.
No. It's I don't fine. Mind a little stalking. A little stalking's okay.
Well, Sarah Cooper was on
Sarah
the show.
Sarah Cooper.
Yeah.
She's straight up grade A stalking.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Because she's Sarah Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, because she's out too.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We got our first dilemma. Jerry, will you help us?
This is my favorite thing.
Oh,
I was born for this segment.
Okay.
I'm going to turn this into a series.
Okay, here it is. The other night, my wife and I went out to dinner. I had leftovers, so I brought them home. The next day, she ate them while I was at work. She says we're a family, so all food is fair game. Does she owe me some chicken parm?
That's a good one.
It's sticky.
Chicken parm. You know, if it wasn't chicken parm, I think I might have a different opinion. But chicken parm is that's like Wolverine. You know, you're like, if that's there, I'm diving on it. I don't care who it is. I'd rather apologize.
Now, if Jessica ate your chicken parm, how would you feel about
it? You were like, oh, I can't
Well, that night you're talking about my wife.
There's no boundaries.
Yeah. But chicken parm, any other food, I would have said, I think that's wrong. But chicken parm, no. Anyone sees it, eat it. See it, eat it.
I like that.
All right. Okay, here's the next one. One of my good friends is having a bachelorette party.
No. let's bring her out.
Her sister is planning it. And she has given us a detailed list of what to pack because every day is going to have a theme.
Oh.
I think this is lame.
Lame.
And I just want to wear normal clothes so I can look and feel good. Can I do that?
Yes. You know, that's my theme. My theme is normal clothes.
They say tonight's animal night, tomorrow night's 60s night.
Put a little pin on your lapel of a little teddy bear. Okay, I'm an animal.
Do you ever go to theme parties?
No.
No, you're not into that.
Comedians, and I don't really know why, they hate being other people. They hate it. We hate Halloween more than anything.
What?
Even though I wrote the New York Times number one best-selling book, Halloween, and one of the best comedy bits I ever had in my life. Did you ever see my Halloween bit?
Yes.
No. What is it?
I did see it. You Google it. It's still there on the internet.
The bit is when it's a long, long bit, but it starts with the first time you hear about Halloween, you're like, what are you saying? They're giving out candy? Who is giving out candy? And it's just so that how when you're a kid, it's just too great to be real.
Don't even fathom.
Yeah.
Wait, can we get to one more?
Wait, hold on.
So when I've obviously had kids and we had this Halloween thing and I just wouldn't. My wife would dress up. The kids would dress up. I can't do it.
You couldn't.
You never dressed up as any costume.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
You just can't. When you were a kid,
I don't know what it is. It's a real comedian block.
Okay. All right. Here's one. My son loves playing all kinds of musical instruments, piano, guitar, the French horn. But the truth is, he isn't very good at any of them. He has many gifts, but I don't think music is one of them. Should I tell him?
No.
Should anyone?
No.
Just let him.
The world will tell him.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Just let.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the world.
That's why we have life. Life stops these idiots from doing all these things we don't want them to do. We don't have to discipline most people in most things individually. Life does it. Life will do it. Go out into the world with that. Go ahead.
Take it back to school and
yes.
see how people will treat him?
Yeah, the world takes care of most things.
It's true. He's right.
So the little Charles Darwin told me that just the other day. We were chatting. I was saying, what do you think is going to happen with these type people? He goes, oh, we're going to take care of them.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, stay
I'm so happy.
Right there. Jerry is sticking around, and we're going to talk about his new movie, Unfrosted.
Yeah.
Now it's all about Pop-Tarts right after this. We are back with Jerry Seinfeld, who wrote, directed, and stars in the new movie.
But.
About one of the most crucial advancements in human history. We are talking about the Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's called Unfrosted, and Jerry plays Kellogg's employee who races to invent a game-changing breakfast treat, all while managing an unusual cast of breakfast characters.
The guy who was the voice of Tony the Tiger yes. in that day was really named Thurl Ravenscroft.
Oh, oh what? He's based
authentic.
On a real human being.
It's a real person, and but that name, Thurl Ravenscroft, first of all, you can't come up with that.
No,
so
cannot.
Just take it and put it in the movie. Number two, I heard that name and I thought, this is a frustrated Shakespearean actor who does not want to be playing Tony the Tiger.
Oh, perfect.
But there's no money in Shakespeare. You can't make a buck doing Shakespeare.
Well, Shakespeare in the Park, a buck or two.
Yeah.
But not like Tony the Tiger.
Not like Tony the Tiger.
How about Hugh Grant, man? He
yeah.
is, you cast him, he was like one of the first people you cast.
Yes, he was one of the first.
Yeah.
And he's someone that I have idolized my whole career. He's just like, I love those kind of guys.
Yeah.
I really miss, when I was a kid in the 60s, I missed men that were charming and debonair
yeah.
and
yeah.
Sean Connery. And I thought,
yeah.
oh, when I grow up, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen, of course, but I could be around him. And one night we went out to dinner and had too much to drink.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
It was just fantastic. It was fantastic. I felt like I'm a man. I'm a real man.
Okay, can we go back to the first time you tasted a Pop-Tart?
Mm-hmm.
You were young. Mm-hmm. You tasted a Pop-Tart, and what happened?
Well, the fact that they gave us something...
Oh, look at you.
Oh, look at my little head.
Oh, sweet.
That is cute. It was being in control of heat.
Wait,
you
put
know?
It in the toaster
yeah, I didn't. Well, I didn't make eggs or toast or anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I'm going to put this in this thing, and you push this down, and it heats up. It pops out. And then you eat it with, you know, it was amazing. It was like, what is this?
How do you eat a Pop-Tart, by the way?
Well, I toast it.
But
I toast it. Not too much.
But are you trying to...
Lightly brown.
Do you like the crust, or do you just crack
it off?
I like
the whole thing. I consume the entire thing.
I just wondered if anyone ate it like I do. I crack the crust off and eat the juicy middle.
What?
Who's got that kind of time?
Hoda, that's so specific.
Yeah.
But okay, we have to talk about this is your first directorial
yeah.
debut. I heard you were like giving pep talks.
Yeah, first and debut is repetitive, by
that's
the way.
That's true. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, I would, you know.
Pep talks.
It is important yeah. to have a esprit de corps.
Yeah.
And one thing I learned on the TV series,
yeah.
when I would walk on the set in the morning, I would say, good morning, everybody. And the whole crew would just go, good morning. And it would make the day go better.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. Because otherwise, everyone's just doing their job. And you have to make them feel, no, we're yacht racing. This is a yacht race. You know, those sailors, you know, when they hang out, we got to all be together on this.
Okay.
And it's just kind of a vibe. I'm a vibe guy.
You're a vibe guy. You've yeah. got such great people that
so
you've got
great.
This.
So
you've
great.
So great. You've got who else?
Peter
Amy Schumer.
Dinklage,
Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Sebastian Maniscalco. On and on.
Sarah Cooper. Yes.
What do you think of Sarah Cooper?
I think she's cute.
Wait, did you know?
But I'm taken.
She used the words, Jerry can get it.
Get it.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
How'd that
I,
make-
I, I, you know, I mean, deliver things or should we get it? Well, why don't we make Jerry get it? Let him go get it. You know, I buy, you fly. Is it
not how
in the right area?
I don't think
the young people use it in a different way.
Yes. Okay, well, good for them.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Okay, speaking of, you have a big birthday coming up.
Yeah, 70.
How are we feeling about 70?
I don't really have any interest in it.
You have no interest in it?
No.
What? But you're turning it. So what do you do? Just ignore it?
I kind of like, you know what it is? It's, boy, I could really live with a lot less stuff. Things, people, activities. I'm not doing nothing anymore.
That's how you feel?
Yeah. I feel like we're going to essentialize now. Okay. I like to essentialize, I like to purify, I like to streamline.
Oh, I like all those words.
Yeah.
Good.
This is where the life gets better.
Yeah. Yes.
Not adding more.
No.
So add
no
less.
So no
add
party.
Less.
Attraction.
No party.
No. Chicken parm.
That's
chicken
it.
Parm.
That's all that's happening.
Yeah.
A lot of cool people are 70. Oprah turned 70.
Yeah.
Gail.
We always do. Yeah. We can't remember
Gail.
Who else.
There's
yeah.
other people, but
yeah.
Oprah and Gail.
Cool people.
Yeah, 54.
Turning, yeah. 70 is kind of a new thing. It's like, you know, you're doing a whole bunch of new things at 70.
Are you doing new
things?
Yes,
he's got this movie.
Well, this was a new thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this was a new thing.
This movie, directing.
Directing, yeah. It's really just... someone's got to tell these people what to do. Do you want to do it, or should we get somebody else to do it? You just go, I'll tell them.
Streamlined. You streamlined it.
Streamlined.
But now, was it hard to direct yourself? Were there moments where you were acting and you were also sort of directing and you didn't know what was what?
No, I know what's what. The way you do it now, as you probably know, is you do the scene, you do it 3 or 4 times, and then as you walk off the set, you go, playback. And by the time you get to the monitor, it's playing back.
Uh-huh. And you're watching.
And you go, yeah, no, that's good enough. Move on.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Easy.
Yeah.
Were you?
I'm not really acting anyway.
You're just being
you?
Yeah,
you?
I'm just me. I mean, that's what I did on the TV series.
You are you.
Same guy on either side of the camera.
Did you see when Larry David was here and he attacked Elmo?
It was sad.
I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed that.
No, no, no. Elmo is an American treasure.
Well, even treasures need a beating once in a while.
You're just standing up for your friend. That is not true.
That is true.
Okay, you got to see Jerry's movie.
It's so good.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Netflix on May the 3rd.
I feel like it's going to be the number one movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Don't you?
If I knew what that meant. What does that mean?
You know, they stream on Netflix.
On streaming, okay.
It streams and it's like number one on
they
Netflix.
Tell you
that would be great.
One.
That would be
it's
great.
Gonna
that
be.
Will be.
I hope so.
It's going to be. And we'll tell
nice.
You. We talk.
We'll
give you some
we'll remind you.
Chicken parm if you want. Okay, coming
thank
up next,
you.
Y'all, a delicious Italian dish, perfect for spring, courtesy of Chef Evan Funky.
Oh.
You want to eat? Right after this.
That doesn't look like chicken parm.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
You've got all kinds of fresh spring veggies in your kitchen. Right now, we have got the perfect dish for you. All you have to do is scan that QR code to follow along.
Chef Evan Funky is a 2-time James Beard Award nominee and chef and owner of several restaurants, including Tradita at the St. Regis Hotel in Chicago.
By the way, that is the first certified Tuscan restaurant in the United States. Yes. And by the way, we should point out that's a really big deal to get that.
It's not easy either.
It's a lot of responsibility.
How do you get that award?
We set out to get it, and we make sure that everything that we do, our training curriculum, how we serve, the stories that we tell are true and authentic to Tuscany. It's a huge honor and a big
responsibility. It's amazing.
Okay. So we're going to be making a panzanella today. Okay, this is a quintessential Tuscan bread salad. Bread is the star here.
Ooh. Okay,
but because it's springtime, we have this amazing melody of springtime vegetables.
Look at all these greens.
Vegetables. Beautiful asparagus, fava beans, which are a labor of love because you have to shuck them twice.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've been eating them raw.
That's okay. English peas, and of course, artichokes. Artichokes are my favorite thing. It's actually a flower.
So okay, let's talk about the artichokes.
The first thing to do is we're going to turn this heat up a little bit. So artichokes, you've got to peel these, okay? So you want to peel the outer leaves until
you
start
to see. Because you're just trying to get the heart?
Well, this is, you can eat the whole thing.
Yeah,
these are babies.
Well, yeah, definitely.
So you want to peel them till you see the yellow come up to about halfway, okay?
Okay.
And we're just going to cut the bottom here. And then on the peeler, just peel the outside.
Okay.
And then you're going to make an acidulated water so they don't turn brown.
Okay? So that's just lemon and water?
Lemon and water, right. So we're going to turn this up. So what we have is a little bit of olive oil here, a smashed clove of garlic. We're going to add the stems of our basil just for a little bit of aromatics. Okay. And some shallots. And just kind of braise those together.
Okay. Lovely.
And then what we do is we throw the artichokes in.
But are those just the hearts or you put the whole thing?
Well, I brought these from California.
Oh, wow.
You guys got these in New York.
Okay.
So these are the ugly ones.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. I love New York. So artichokes go in.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what we're going to do is we're going to season this with a little bit of salt. All right. And then some white wine. We'll save that for later.
Okay.
Bring this down until it's half reduced.
Okay.
And then add water to this. And this creates a braising liquid for these. All right. Cool. So once this comes up to a boil,
you're going to add these?
You can. Go for it. Send it.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So we're going to braise these all together. And once everything's tender, you pull everything out. We'll move down here.
Okay.
So for this, bread being the star, in Tuscany, they use stale bread, and it's without salt, which is traditional Tuscan.
Okay.
Now, the history of this dish is really about the seafaring people. They would take this non-salted bread and dip it in seawater to season it, and then mix it with vegetables.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so interesting.
So the root word of panzanella is zanella, meaning to add bread to the soup bowl and put ingredients on top of it. So one, a little bit of olive oil in here, and we're just going to fry this bread. Now, this is not traditional, but this makes for a spectacular crouton.
I mean, these are delicious.
Right,
so
They're fantastic.
It's just olive oil and bread in a pan. That's basically good.
And are you using stale bread or you don't have to?
No, this is fresh because I want it to be crispy.
Yeah, these are
soft
amazing.
And crispy.
Try one of these.
So once this is golden brown on each side, we take the vegetables out, and then we're going to add them to the bowl, and we add some aromatics, some parsley, some basil.
Oh, this is all in the salad, right?
Everything's already in here. Add some cherry tomatoes if you can find it. Typically, this is a summer dish.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Typically use ripe tomatoes.
Right. I'm going to sneak down to try
please.
It.
Please. And then you add burrata on the top?
Well, burrata is my addition. Burrata is from Puglia.
Ooh.
Not Tuscany.
Yeah.
But it adds a fantastic creaminess and makes this just quite
amazing. Mm.
That is so delicious.
So good.
It's a perfect dish.
And it's really up to you. Springtime, summer, fall. You can do a fall time panzanella with roasted squash. You can do a summer all the way through.
Will you serve this at your new restaurant in Chicago?
Absolutely. This is on the menu at Funky, Felix, and Tredita in Chicago.
Okay, this
and,
is amazing. This
and the bread is the star, and it's so
bread
good.
Is the star.
And bread really
Love
is the star, if we're honest.
It should be.
Let's be honest.
I'm a carboholic.
Me too. So to get this recipe or save any of your favorite, go to today.com/food to create a free Today food account. And coming up next, y'all, from the story behind Bon Jovi's rise to fame, the legendary Beach Boys, a sneak peek of the newest Hot Dogs right after this.
Oh, my God.
This is so great.
So good, right?
How is this so good?
But, like, they don't get mad if you use.
Back now with the buzzy documentaries you need to add to your must-watch list. It is time for
Hoda and Jenna's Hot Docs. Okay, our first doc is Thank You, Good Night. It is the Bon Jovi story. This four-part film follows the rise of the band Bon Jovi from the start of playing in New Jersey clubs to global rock star fame, including their struggles behind the scenes then and now. Thank you. Good night. The Bon Jovi Story is available to stream this Friday on Hulu.
All right. Our next hot doc is Girl State. It's the coming-of-age story. It follows teen girls from all around the country, all across Missouri, as they navigate an immersive experience known as Girl State. These high school students and their future leaders, they build a government from scratch along the way. They learn about the world, and they learn about themselves. Girl State. Streaming now on Apple TV+.
So we can watch it. Amazing. Okay, our last hot doc is The Beach Boys. It is the story of the band that revolutionized pop music and created the soundtrack of the California Dream. It features never-before-seen footage and new interviews with Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, and Mike Love, and other music superstars.
Each one is a
home
run.
Every single one. The Beach Boys begin streaming on Disney Plus May 24th.
All right. Up next, we will introduce you to The Husbands, Jenna's latest book club pick by author Holly Ramazzio. Coming up after this. All right, it's time. It's time to meet Jenna's latest book club author, whose debut novel is called The Husbands.
It is a New York Times bestseller,
Hello.
May we add. It's
Hello.
A humorous love story by Holly Ramazzio, who we're going to chat with in a moment. But first, let's take a look inside the book.
What if you could replace your husband as easily as replacing a light bulb? That's the question Holly Ramazzio asked in her debut novel, The Husbands. One night, Lauren discovers she is not single, but happily married to a man named Michael. The problem is, she can't remember meeting Michael, and before she can unravel the mystery, Michael disappears into the attic, and a new husband emerges in his place. In a world where you can choose a new spouse and a new life whenever you'd like, how do you know when to stop swapping and start living?
Oh, Holly,
let
we're
us
so
say
happy
hello.
You're here.
And also,
so
the Crestwood
you.
Book Club yes. from Westchester, New York, celebrating 20 years together. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
We're happy
Hi.
You're here.
Okay, so, Holly, this is your first book.
Yeah.
You are a game show developer. I mean, a game designer, video game writer. And here you are. What has this last month been like?
Mm-hmm. It has been so wild. It's been extremely odd. There's definitely been times where I've gone, oh, I might be having a really elaborate dream. Definitely every time I said, oh, it's a New York Times bestseller, I would then go and check the website just to
just,
make
just
sure
to double
I haven't
check.
Made it up.
The concept is brilliant. And the minute you say it out loud, all the women smile because it's like one of those things. How did this concept even come to you? And did it come all at once or did it start with a little grain and then you developed it?
A little bit sort of piece by piece. Partly it came from my own dating history, which I've historically just been in long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I live with someone for 3 years. We break up. I go, okay, I'm going to be a glamorous single woman. I'm going to drink cocktails in a bar on my own. But then 6 weeks later, it's like a bell rings.
Yeah.
And whoever I'm standing next to, we live together now.
Yeah. And well, and that it is a commentary, of course, on the dating, on the culture now swiping right.
Yeah, absolutely. Sitting with friends while they go through. Their chores. They don't look forward to doing this.
It's
this thing they feel they have to do, swipe through this endless carousel of faces.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, can we get to some questions?
Yes.
Did y'all love The Husbands?
Yes.
Okay, so Janine has a question. Janine, you have a question.
Sure. In the book, you describe falling in love like wax melting together and softening their edges.
Ooh.
But when Lauren meets her husbands, she never remembers the beginning of their relationship. Relationships. Do you think that made it easier for her to dismiss the latest model and move on to the next husband?
Mm. Oh, yeah, good question. I think definitely. You know, most of us change a little bit in a relationship, right? Partly because of their families and friends and hobbies, but also the bit at the beginning where you're trying to impress each other. You're like, oh, you like hiking. I could like hiking.
I like that.
Yeah. But if you just get parachuted into the relationship and all of those changes have already been made, of course you're going to be a bit affronted by that. Hiking this weekend? No, thank you. I would rather not.
You can be yourself.
Yes.
You can be exactly who you are. All right, we have another question. We're Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Hey, hi. So you chose to have Amos appear mm-hmm. three times. He's not a nice guy.
No, he's not.
And we're wondering, is that a reflection of Lauren believing that she wasn't worthy of a nice person to love her? Or was there a different reason?
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, what a bad idea he is. I think he's got the thumbs. I think he's in there because Lauren is the sort of person who's really frightened of making a big, unfixable mistake. Mm. And so I think if you let that fear be too dominant, it's very easy to end up in a relationship for 5 or 10 or 20 years. So on reflection, maybe you should have cut your losses. Mm. So I think it's because there would have been versions of Lauren's life where she'd just stuck with him well past the point where it was clear it was a bad idea.
And if we're honest, we've all had an Amos, right?
Yeah.
We've all had an Amos. Okay, I think that's...
Do we have time for one more?
Do we have time? A quick...
Yes.
Okay, tell us your question.
So did you envision Lauren as someone who was in control of her life or at the mercy of her circumstances?
Oh, that's good.
I think at the start, she's very much at the mercy of her circumstances and her fear and her desire to not get things wrong. But hopefully by the end of it, she's managed to move on from that a little bit.
Yeah. The ending is so, so good. Thank you.
Thanks, Patty. Thanks, everybody.
We're so proud of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And to check out The Husbands, y'all, if you have not read it, it's the perfect summer read. Mm-hmm. A little early, but put it in your beach bag. Go to today.com/readwithjenna or buy it wherever you buy your books.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, way to go.
You.
That
crazy.
Was
crazy. All right, y'all, it is Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's a brand new episode of Making Space. This one is so good.
I love this girl, the world champion surfer, Carissa Moore. Scan that QR code and get it. You'll love it.
I'll get it wherever you hear podcasts tomorrow. Y'all, Vivica A. Fox.
Bye.
Dating expert, Matthew Hussey.
Bye. Hussey's on.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.